We are back. It is the Gunsmith Show here on 103.1 The Ticket. We're wrapping it up for now.
Yeah, for now.
And we're having some fun and
good
stories in the break as well.
Yeah. Well, this segment of the Gunsmith Show, as always, is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises. Our good friend Jeremy over at Reliable. Excellent license builder. So glad he came on board and supported the show for so long. And you know, he's a young builder. He's going through the tumultuous times of what we're going through in the building trades right now, where prices are ridiculously high on some things. And it goes up and down like the price of gas at the pump. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
One day you can afford it, next day you can't because the price is too high. The materials have gone high. So whatever you do, you want a good builder, work with Reliable Enterprises. His name's Jeremy. His phone number is 810-429-6957. His specialty is decks. And my gosh, is he a master at decks. They are spectacular. He does the drone footage of them before and after. He'll show you exactly, you know, designing is his forte. He does a beautiful job. But he'll build you a barn dominium. He'll do additions on your home.
Garage,
he's just a
pole
good,
barn.
Good guy.
They do patios.
Yeah.
Slabs.
Yeah, he does flat work, cement work. He can do all kinds of fancy stuff to it. So you just get a hold of him, tell him what your dreams are, and he'll see if he can make them come true for you and keep it in your price range. So you can always link to him on our website, which is thegss.com. This is the Gunsmith Show. This is going to be our last show for a while. So we're going to take a little break. I got to take a break, and understandably that it's a good time to break. Here it is, the end of August, the beginning of fall, and we're going to take a break. So now, in this segment.
This is the ED segment of the show, right?
EDC.
EDC, okay.
EDC.
EDC, okay.
Everyday carry, Dan.
Everyday carry, gotcha.
And what are our favorites? Well, from what I hear, nationwide, the SIG P365 is like the gun of choice. Now,
we talked 380s last week.
Yep, 380s. The whole show was on 380s. Every gun we talked about last week was a 380. This week, we're going to mix it up a little bit. We're going to talk about everyday carries, which is what are you going to carry and why?
Self-protection.
Yeah, these are self-protection guns, and I'm talking about things today that have been the most popular subjects over the past couple of years. I know we have talked about suppressors a lot, and we've talked about the laws a lot, but we're not going to rehash all that. I tell you to stay up on MCRGO for all your updates and join them and be a part of it like I am. Pay attention to the internet. Some of the bloggers here in Michigan are great. 2A and Gun Great Lakes Gun Rights is a very good source. But we're talking about EDCs right now. Now,
everyday carries.
Everyday carries. Some of my favorites. And over the past few years, 3 years ago, I was carrying a Hellcat every day of the week. I had a Springfield Armory Hellcat on me, a 9mm, very nice gun. I really liked it, had a lot of fun with it. And then I got introduced to a Glock 43X. And for some reason, for the past 40 years, I've been attracted to Glocks. The simple functionality of them, how easy they are to operate, how they seem to work no matter what you do to them. There can be catastrophic failures. There can be springs break. Trigger mechanisms don't come apart or get in the wrong place, but they're easily fixable. And so I decided to start with a 43X, and it's been a couple of 2.5 years now, and now I have three of them, and I like them. I got different colors for my ensemble for the day, they're nice guns. Try a 43X, and they say, well, what's the difference between a 43X and a 43? Well, a Glock 43 is a 9mm that holds, I believe, 7 rounds, where a 43X has a little bit bigger grip and it holds 10. Now, they've properly designed magazines. I was buying Shield magazines that hold 15 and using those, but they're about $35 a piece, and I've got 9 of them. So I've already spent my money on those to have them. Now they come with 15-round magazines right from the factory. So that's a good thing. So if you're going to get a new 43X, go get one that's MOS ready, meaning it's optics ready. It's a nice, small, light gun, easy to operate. Have one with me all the time. They are good, smart guns. Now, when I can't carry that big of a gun, and it's not big, but it is somewhat bigger.
It's not like a 380 or the SIG 365.
Right, the 365 is available in a couple different configurations, but it is one of the hottest guns in America. According to Sean Hannity, and according to SIG, it is the largest selling concealed everyday carry gun in America. I can't prove that, but I know that a lot of my friends and a lot of my police officer buddies, that's what they have as their backup. Now, last week I talked about the Glock 42 quite a bit as a very small, easy to pocket 380 that works wonderful as a pocket gun. And it is my number two everyday carry. So if there's a backup to be had, or if I'm just wearing a pair of shorts because it's 88 degrees out, my 380 is going to be in my pocket as opposed to my Glock 43X, you know, pulling my shorts down. So they are nice, light, and, you know, and even with the 43X, I still use the Liberty Ammo 50 grain hollow points going 1900 feet per second. And, you know, talk about watermelon exploding devices. It is just an amazing round to shoot. So very, very good ammo choices, very, very good guns, choose them. But I still, my number three choice, I go back to my Snubnose, Snubnose 38. Now, whether I carry the 9mm with moon clips, the 380 with moon clips, or the 38 Special, I really still like them. I go with ultralights. I usually use the Taurus ultralights, like that 380 ultralight. I forget the model number now. I talked about it last week, but it's a 380. That's what I call it, is my 380 revolver. Now, the 38 Special one is a little more my favorite because I don't like moon clips a lot. I'd rather have a speed loader or two in my pocket. Moon clips are nice, but they're a little bulky. The speed loaders, I'm very confident with the revolvers because I've shot them my whole life. My dad got me shooting 38 revolvers when I was probably 12, 13 years old. 1976 is when I started shooting them. And just love them. I reload them all the time. I shoot them a lot. When I reload 38s, I'll reload 1,000 of them because I want to have a couple buckets full of them to go to the range. So they are nice guns to shoot. And Snubnose, concealable, easy to carry. With the right grips, they work great. You can even get a pocket grip that holds the gun in your pocket with a little clip on the side of it. It's really, really a nice setup. So now we already mentioned the 365, but the next group is going to be sometimes, especially in the wintertime, I will carry a Glock 19 or 19X, and they are that medium-sized gun. It's the number one gun in America, as far as I know, for 9mm self-protection guns is the 19. The 19 or the 19Xs are great, but what we have is a plethora of clones out there that are just as good or sometimes they say better than the 19s, like the Ross Martins or the Springfield Armory Echelons, the Koenig guns, the Shadow Systems guns. These guns are beautiful, and they are darn near flawless. They seem to keep making them better, and a lot of them shoot Glock magazines. In other words, you can use Glock magazines in them. Several of my guns that I have take Glock magazines. That's the way I buy them. My Kel-Tec, I have Kel-Tec that take Glock magazines. I have my CMMG Banshees take Glock magazines. These are guns that they rock, and they're designed around a magazine that's affordable and available. That makes total sense. So very important things. And the last thing I'm going to say about, I never say last thing, but the last thing I'm going to say about EDCs is the Mini 1911s are really, really nice. And the reason I like them is because, one, you have a safety. Two, you have a very short trigger pull, and they can be extremely accurate guns. So you don't have a... You usually have a grip squeeze on the handle for a safety, and you have a manual safety. So there's two safeties you have to engage to shoot the gun. So chances of a misfire are extremely slim. And the accuracy that you can gain from having a single action gun like a 1911 is certainly worth it. And those of you that are nodding your heads right now while you're drinking that coffee, understand that 1911 can be the most inherently accurate gun you have. And the older I get, the more I realize it. I've switched over the years. I love my Glocks. I love shooting a lot of double action guns. But when it comes to accuracy, I have delved heavily now into the DS, the double stack 1911s, and I absolutely love them. Smooth actions, ease of operation, and carrying lots of ammo, but they are bulky for
carry,
for everyday carry. Now, when you get into these small ones, these kind of micro ones, like the Kimber Micros, the Micro 380, Micro 9s, the SIG 238s, and 938s, Springfield Armory's got some beautiful little ones, too. They make a really good 380 small gun for everyday carry. And those single-action triggers just rule. But there's miniature 1911s. They're a little bigger from Browning makes them in 380 that are quite impressive. And then Springfield Armory has the EMPs, which is an everyday carry gun in 9mm, single-stack, 9mm, slimmer, lighter 1911. And those are definitely guns to consider. So there's a lot of choices out there to be had. And you got to let your fingers do the walk a little bit. You got to see what fits you and what's going to fit your lifestyle.
Fits you and then shoot it. You got to test it. You want to see how it feels in your hand. And
get to Williams, go to the range and rent them. You know, you can rent 3 guns in a half hour and try them using their ammo. And money well spent.
Yeah.
Money well spent. So
figure out what works for you. And that's a good place to do it. We'll talk more about Williams Gun Sight in the next segment.
We certainly will.
Who has sponsored the show since day one, the Gunsmith Show, including right up till the last one for now.
Yeah.
It's the final edition for the moment. We'll talk a little bit more about what John's got going on this this fall and all the things going on with the foundation.
Yeah.
And, of course, we'll have some good gun choices for you at Williams Gun Sight when we return.
That's for sure.
With the Gunsmith Show here on 103.1 The Ticket, your home for Detroit sports in Lapeer.